I'm certain that many, if not all of us, have encountered the compelling image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, a powerful representation that leaves no one indifferent. But have you ever wondered about its origins? Stay tuned to hear the story.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. As promised in a previous video, today's story focuses on the life and revelations of Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque, a nun whose visions of our Lord Jesus Christ profoundly shaped Catholic devotion. Many of you have likely seen an image like this one here, portraying Jesus' wounded heart aflame with his love for humanity. Perhaps some of you even have such an image in your homes. Well, we owe our familiarity with this powerful image to Saint Margaret Mary. So let's delve into the message she received that led to the veneration of Jesus' Sacred Heart. But first, let's explore her early life to get to know her a little better. Margaret Mary was born on July 22, 1647, in Versovres, a small town in France. From a young age, she displayed a deep devotion to prayer and a special love for Jesus. Now, similar to Padre Pio, Margaret Mary experienced visions of our Lord Jesus Christ even as a child. And like Padre Pio, she thought this happened to everybody. She thought this was something usual. Furthermore, like Padre Pio, Margaret Mary was also prone to sickness. She endured various physical ailments throughout her life. It seems that great sanctity comes with great trials. However, despite these challenges, she enjoyed a happy early childhood. But her life took a difficult turn when her father died. This left the family in financial hardship, and young Margaret Mary suffered under the harsh treatment of relatives who took over their home. However, instead of losing faith amid these trials, her faith only deepened. In 1671, at the age of 24, Margaret Mary entered the Visitation Convent at Peyrelaye-Monial. Here, she experienced mystical visions of Christ, the most significant of which began on December 22, 1673. During these visions, Jesus revealed his Sacred Heart to her, aflame with love for humanity, but wounded by our indifference and sin. Jesus expressed a desire for a new devotion centered on his Sacred Heart, emphasizing the need for reparation, frequent communion, especially on the first Fridays, and a holy hour of prayer. In one vision, Jesus told her, "Behold this heart, which has loved men so much, and yet, men do not want to love me in return. Through you, my divine heart wishes to spread its love everywhere on earth." So, as we just heard, Jesus explicitly asked Margaret Mary to promote this devotion to his Sacred Heart. However, her path wasn't smooth. Many within her convent and the church doubted her claims, viewing her visions with skepticism. She faced rejection and even ridicule, which tested her resolve, but Margaret Mary remained steadfast, bolstered by her unwavering faith and the support of her confessor, Saint Claude de la Colombière, who believed in the authenticity of her experiences. The crucial moment came when Margaret Mary approached him, insisting that Jesus had appeared to her and insisted that Father Claude should give her spiritual direction. More than a little skeptical, Father Claude replied, "If Jesus appears to you again, ask him what the last mortal sin was that I confessed. If you can tell me that, then I will be your spiritual director." As it turned out, Saint Margaret Mary did see Jesus again and asked him that very question. Jesus simply looked at her and said three words, "I don't remember." Needless to say, Saint Claude became her spiritual director, because he understood one fundamental thing about the Lord's mercy. Once a sin is forgiven, it is gone forever. Gradually, the tide turned. The devotion to the Sacred Heart gained traction, especially after her death in 1690. However, Margaret Mary witnessed Jesus' desire starting to come true in her lifetime, as the devotion to the Sacred Heart was established in her convent before her death. Eventually, the Church recognized the profound spiritual significance of her visions. In 1765, Pope Clement XIII officially approved the devotion, and in 1856, Pope Pius IX extended the Feast of the Sacred Heart to the Universal Church. Margaret Mary was canonized in 1920. End of story. As we reflect on Saint Margaret Mary's unwavering dedication to spreading the devotion to Jesus' Sacred Heart, let us be inspired to deepen our own devotion. Jesus' heart burns with love for each of us, and he calls us to draw close to him. Let us embrace this devotion, seeking to make reparation for our sins and the sins of the world, and to grow in love and commitment to Christ. So, I encourage you, dear viewers, to dedicate time to this beautiful devotion. Participate in First Friday Communions. Spend an hour in prayer before the Blessed Sacrament, and entrust your heart to Jesus' Sacred Heart. Let us together spread his love and bring his healing presence into our broken world. Thank you for listening. And don't forget our special offer for those who join our Protected Children of Padre Pio program during this month of the Sacred Heart of Jesus 2024 and give at least £10, usually £20, will receive a booklet of Padre Pio's favorite prayers. Just click the link in the description below.